Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Fear of the Walking Dead Recap Show. Now available on iTunes. It is Monday, June 12th. And we're going to be talking about last night's episode, Tanawatawatawaka. That's what it's called.
Okay.
No, it's called Fear of the Walking Dead, Teotihuacan. You like that?
Yes.
Boy.
Did you practice that?
A couple of times, not going to lie. on AMC last night, as you can hear giggling in the background and being a total smartass.
Biatch.
Yes, Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com. She is one of three that was able to make it. We have no idea what happened to Brancy or Jesus, right? Nothing. Zilch. No. Not even a text. Good thing I wasn't, you know, hurt or anything. Thanks, guys, for being concerned. But Kristen, I can count on you.
Thanks.
You'd have been the last one I thought I would have. All right, what? So let's talk about Teotihuacan. What do you think? How'd you feel about this one?
First of all, I thought I was watching the wrong thing.
What do you mean?
In the beginning, I was like, what the hell is this?
No, you know what? I probably would have done the same thing, but on the Facebook page, I think I had I reshared it on Twitter as well. So I saw it on there. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, there's Jeremiah. And then I saw Survival. I was like, oh, he was a survivalist. So I already knew that was coming. So
yeah, those people are serious long-term doomsday preppers.
Yes. Now, that could be a good thing, right? How are you?
I mean, considering what his little pantry looks like.
Holy, and guns?
I want to be that prepared.
Did you see Madison light up like Christmas?
Yeah, because she's a thief.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I want all that. But there's, yeah. But no, so he's, I mean, Jeremiah, I mean, he's not a governor, mm-hmm. You know, so he's, I mean, it's like he's been preparing. So yes. How do you feel? I mean, we got Jeremiah, nice old man, seems like he wants to keep law and order. But then when Madison's watching those videos, we see a younger Jeremiah talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're watching that, do you go, and he even admits that was one of my not good moments.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe it? Do you think that was bad timing of him back then and he's a different person, or do you think it's still there?
Considering his children.
Well, one of them. Now, you said this in the last recap that you still think that Jake's a little bit too good.
I think it's possible that he could be a good person. Maybe I'm just carrying over what I saw of him in The Following.
Right.
Which was a super creeper. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, but I don't know. I don't trust anybody.
So you're almost kind of, the way I'm listening to you talk now, I've been putting it together now. It seems like you feel that this family is like almost like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family.
Yeah, I think they're a little batshit crazy.
Right? Like, this is like, I don't know, man. I want to believe that I think he caused his wife's death, I think. Especially his eyes were kind of like, yeah, she died. The liquor took her. Yeah, that's it. I think there was some drama. I think they got some skeletons in their closet.
For sure.
You know, I know that you mentioned in the last recap, you wanted to kind of touch a little bit about Troy.
Yeah.
Do you feel that there's something there, or do you just think that they, I mean, by the video, it just seems like they just had an abusive asshole of a dad and probably could be an alcoholic mom if Jeremiah is telling the truth.
It's funny because you said that I want to touch on Troy, and all I heard was touch Troy.
I know, because you like him, because you met him before, and you grabbed his butt in real life.
I mean, it's interesting that the dad said he broke him.
Uh-huh.
So he's trying to, like, fix him and, like, pave the way for him, but I'm like, he's fucking crazy. Oops.
Yeah, I mean, is he crazy?
Yeah.
Or is he, I mean, some people that
are, he thinks he's a scientist.
Some people that have his back are like, you know what? He's helping. He's trying to, yes, he's killing people, but it's for our better good.
Okay, see, I would agree with that
Mm-hmm.
because, I mean, if they were trying to figure out how this thing works, because we have to remember that this is not The Walking Dead where things have been like this for a while and they
Correct.
know what to do.
Right.
So they're still trying to figure everything out. So if that was the case and that's what he was trying to do, then okay, I think that's could be a good thing. But I think he was having a little too much fun with it. Like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's obvious that to Madison and the family that he's batshit crazy. You know, his people shot, you know, simple walkers at the border, Lucy and Nick. So, I mean, I could see where Troy feels like he's doing good. It's obvious that his brother maybe kind of accepts it. I don't know.
Yeah, but then at the same time, Jake kept asking Madison if Troy did something, and it's like he knows.
Oh yeah, he knows.
I there's definitely more to that whole story than what
Yeah.
we've seen so far.
Yeah, I think some stuff's gonna unfold and their family's gonna be really jacked. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see what's gonna happen.
And now he's trying to be best friends with Nick.
That me and my wife were watching it and we were like, what the fuck just happened here? Like, I don't know about you. For a moment, okay, just for a moment, I was thinking to myself, does Troy like Nick? Like him, like flirting, like now we can be friends. And I was, but then Madison's thing, which we'll talk about Madison and him at the picnic table. Maybe he goes both ways. I don't know.
No, see, you know what I think that was?
What?
She saw that tape, right, with them when they were younger.
Right.
And she saw Troy when he was a little boy crying because of the whole thing with the mother. So I think she thinks he has mommy issues.
And that's what my wife said. That
Yeah, she's trying to get in, like trying to play the mom role for him so that he trusts her.
But do you think, okay, this is where I'm going at this. Okay. But do you think that is the mommy role? Or is it almost, I felt it was kind of flirtation, like putting the napkin on his lap. Could that be mommy, or is that? I mean, I could have understand if Madison would have got the napkin and put it in his shirt and said, "Don't spill anything on your nice clothes, whatever." But to put it on that, I even was uncomfortable. I was like, "Madison, what are you doing? What are you doing? Your kids are watching. Travis just died, and you're putting a napkin on his." And some people would say that, she's playing it. She's, and my wife thinks, I think she had mentioned that she's definitely trying to get on Troy's side because of the mommy issues, and then that just kind of solidifies them in the family. I don't know, man. That was just weird.
I agree.
That was weird. And then I really thought, I mean, it's obvious that in that moment between him and Nick in the dark, he wants to die almost. Like, time it. Write it into my journal. It's all
But
for
because he's
science.
batshit crazy.
I think in his world, I don't know if he's crazy. I think he just he's I don't know.
I think he's crazy, but I like him and I don't want him to die.
Wow. You're weird too.
It's because it's like I don't know, because I'm a little bored with this show sometimes. So it's
What?
like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just being honest.
Whoa. Okay.
But I think he brings a little bit of like, oh my God, you can't really figure him out. Like, you don't know if he's.
Straight or gay, crazy or sane or
Mommy issues or
mom
like
issues.
mommy issues.
Right. Like Norman Bates? Are we talking Norman Bates level? Yeah, I mean I could see that. I mean let me tell you, Troy definitely has keeps you on your toes and keeps you guessing. You don't know what's gonna happen with Troy. I mean, even when Alicia's underground with the freaking crazy Bible study class, they mentioned that Troy took Jeff's body. So I don't know. But that whole thing, but that Nick part and then Nick's giggling and ripping the journal, and then he, after that, I think we could be friends now. Like, what the fuck did I
Yeah,
just?
he sounds like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I think that might be part of that whole thing with Madison. Like, I don't know if something got cut in between those two scenes, but he acts like a child. So I don't know if that's the whole thing with the napkin. Like, I don't know if Madison maybe sees that.
Well, she's definitely poking her way in there.
She's definitely not, like, subtle either.
No. Right in there. Like, I see my kids right there. I don't know. I think she kind of rubbed his penis. That's what I think. I think I see
that. Let me put this napkin down, Troy. Yeah.
If Jesus was here, he'd be like, no! Didn't touch her penis.
She's wholesome.
Yeah, she's church-like. Did you not see her? So now she's volunteering to go on this hunt to find out who shot down the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because she wants to kill whoever killed Travis. Hands down.
I think it's that, but I also I still think she's trying to get close play to. The yeah.
Okay. Madison, how did you feel about Madison when she came in and visited Luciana and was like, "Hi, let me hold your hand. We are staying, right? Or I'm going to put a knife through your face." I took it threatening.
Yeah, that's what she should have
right?
said.
Right? But it was threatening, right? It wasn't.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I, watching it for the second time, I was like, even Luciana's like, this bitch is fucking, she just threatened to kill me without mm-hmm. saying she's going to kill me. What do you think? How do you think that's going to happen? I mean, Lucy, if she can start walking and feel good, I think she's strong enough to say, we need to go. I'll leave. Give me a bag. Or do you think she'll stay for Nick?
I don't really see that happening. She's too much of a fighter.
She would leave.
Yeah. I think that's what I think. I mean, they killed her people.
Exactly. So, yeah, I took that as a threat. I was like, yeah, that was definitely a threat right there. Like, Travis saved you and Travis saved us and we're going to stay here because that's what Travis would have wanted. Madison's good. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
She's kind of crazy too. Let's see what else. I don't want to get to the end because that's the end part. Let's see here. let's talk about Alicia real quick. What do you think? When I was asking my wife when the head came out and she started laughing. Well, first she was shocked and then started laughing. I looked at my wife. I was like, is she playing the role like Madison told her? Like, because at first I thought that Alicia looked at it and was like, holy shit, these kids are idiots.
Yeah.
Like they have no clue. It's almost like Alexandria and Carl and talking to the other kids. And like, you have no clue what's on the other side of this wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I took it. And then she started laughing. And then I was like, or is she just high? Or is she just like, this is going to be so easy to take over this ranch because they have no clue? What?
I think it's both. I think it's both of those things. I think she was a little flying high.
She was a little high, but then
I
was like.
I think so. But yeah, I definitely think they're ignorant. They don't know anything that's going on outside. And they grew up on this like ranch.
Right.
So they have no idea.
Yeah.
So I think she sees a little in now with these people.
Oh, definitely.
But it's funny because when that girl approached her, like, oh, come to Bible study. I was like, oh, no, what is this?
Oh, no. I was like, stranger danger.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, my God, these people are like, I don't know. They're crazy enough as it is. And now they're like.
I thought they were going to do something to her because of what happened to, you know, Charlie. Because you know, because they showed that clip on Talking Dead last week. So when they're, I was like, don't want to go in that hole because it really the setup. I mean, it seemed like they were gonna do harm.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, really? Like you would go down there first?
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were gonna close the door, like they were gonna put her down there and then close the door behind her. But
they didn't, and no. They wind up getting high and they bring out a head and Jeff in a birdcage. So
they're definitely crafty. Nice little bong they got there.
Yes, they are. They're very that's survival skills right there. That's those videotapes series. And then afterwards, you saw Alicia and Jake look at each other, right? You know that's gonna happen.
Yes, I think that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus. That's what she
did
said,
say,
right?
Yeah, she said praise Jesus, and he was like, oh, never mind.
Don't do it.
We don't want to talk about Jesus and then that same thing and the same thing. We don't want to do that. And then last, let's talk about Strand. Strand gets his car that he gets from that chick from the hotel, visits his boy Dante, and then Dante is like, I'm going to kill you because I know you're a scammer, you're a liar, you know, whatever. And then Strand is locked up. Oh, my God. You don't understand. My wife's like, I know you're happy now. Daniel's alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but I saw that and I was like, wait, but is he?
Oh, shut up. Okay? Don't even put that in my mind. Because I'm not going to lie. When I saw that, I was like, he's a fucking angel. He's fucking seeing shit. And then, you know, he walks off.
Well, then, because then he says that he's his guardian angel.
I'm
like, no. But he has to be alive.
He's alive, though. Like, for real. I was so excited because it's taken us this freaking long.
For real.
But he's my favorite character, and he's right there with Alicia. Those are the only two. Those are my two right there.
I agree.
What'd you say?
And Troy? I don't know.
That's Troy's. that's all you, because I know you met the real actor in real life. You grabbed his butt.
No.
It's okay.
No, but no lie. We took a picture. Me and my niece took a picture with him, and Brianna's like, Chrissy, your boobs look huge, because they're like poking him.
You probably stuck your chest out there and let him touch them.
I didn't. I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it, but I don't really have to. But he's super tall, so they were like right up in his
crotch.
Hip.
Oh. You were like,
I'm going to send you the picture.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Now everybody, all the guys are like, let me go check out Kristen's boobs.
So Daniel Sharman has had my boobs like on his stomach.
And his stomach. Wow. Okay. Got it.
Oh, God.
Send the picture. Let's post it up. Maybe we'll use that picture for the show.
Let's do it.
Featured photo. You think I'm joking? I'll use it. And so, yeah. So this ending was awesome. Probably my favorite part of the entire episode.
Agreed.
Seeing Daniel alive. Rumor has it next Sunday's episode is called 100. And the episode's going to be entirely in Spanish with English subtitles. Did you hear about it?
No.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm wondering how many people are going to be online going, why do we got it? We're watching Spanish. Shut the fuck up. For
yeah,
real.
You know that's going to happen.
Oh, they will. And shut up. Just read. If you don't know how to read, you better get with somebody. Seriously.
Yes.
But it's going to be in Spanish, English subtitles, because I believe this whole episode, did you watch the commercial?
No.
Dude, me and my wife watched it after we were done the first time. I was like, what? We were blown away. We're like, what the fuck did we just watch? We had to watch it again because it's like zombies and chopping up and Daniel and running, stabbing with a fork and, oh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to go watch it now.
Watch it. And people out there, if you haven't watched it, oh my gosh. This next episode is going to be dope.
Do you think we're going to get Ophelia soon?
Who?
Ophelia.
Who's that?
What?
Who's the Ophelia?
For real?
Who is she?
His daughter?
Daughter. Daniel had a daughter? I know he had a wife.
How is this like your favorite character and you know nothing about him?
Because I choose not to like her because she's an idiot.
Uh-huh.
She's adopted. It's not even a real spawn.
She's not that bad.
You know what? She had potential. But then, I don't know. I didn't like how she just like left everybody and like to go find her husband or boyfriend that she had. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not. She should have known for a fact if her she knew her mom was dead. She should have. I if that would have been me, I'm like, I'm going back to that place where everybody caught on fire. I've got to find my dad. That would be me.
True.
And she didn't. She just freaking. Did you just text
me? And especially because her dad is a badass.
Yes. And that just bothered me. Hold on. I'm looking here. Let's see. You just text me. Everybody that's listening right now, I just got a real text. And Kristen, there he is. What's his name in real life?
Daniel Sharman.
Daniel Sharman right here. And yeah, he knows that your boobs are hitting him right in the chin. He's actually like leaning in like, oh, like your boobs just, like your boobs actually punched him.
Yes.
Yeah.
This happened.
Yeah. And see, and then he felt weird. Then the next picture, you with your niece. How old was Brianna in this picture?
This was 2 years ago. So she was 11.
Yeah. So he knew right then and there, this is going to be weird if I'm leaning into her boob. So I'm going to try to do, but with yours, he leans right in, or you're sticking him out.
No, not sticking him out.
All right. So people, I'm going to use this picture. And you're going to see how, the actor, the actor met Kristen's boobs.
That he did.
All right. So I'm excited. Next Sunday is going to be awesome. Hopefully, Brancy and Jesus will be able to join us. If not,
It'll just be
you and I and your boobs.
The twins.
The twins. Scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
Based solely on the fact that Daniel is in the end, I will give it a 9.
I will give it a 10 because Daniel's alive.
Yes.
And Madison's a freak. And Troy and Nick are weird. And Alicia
is a stoner.
And she's a total badass.
Yeah.
I really thought she was going to pull out her knife and just jab that zombie head. But with Alicia realizing, like, these people are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And then Daniel, a 10. I was excited. And I'm curious to see what's going to happen next episode, because it's all going to be about Daniel. Ophelia, who knows if we'll even get. I mean, maybe. I really don't care. She better do something really good.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, because she's got to get back into the fold. Right now,
she needs a purpose.
Yeah, right now it's just Alicia and Daniel. If not, she could die. I could care less. all right, so according to Kristen.com is your blog.
Yes.
And I know you got the Instagram and you got the Twitters.
Yes, I'm on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_ and Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. That's Kristen right there. And Jesus, he's not with us, so we'll keep saying it until he gives his official write-up that he's leaving the show. Dysfunctional.com, you can check him out. Who knows where he's at? Usually he's good at texting, but I don't know what his deal is. All Hollywood, man. Like, he's changing, like, every year.
Right?
Yeah.
Last time he was like, I'm interviewing the guy that plays Tupac.
Yeah, I'm hanging out with Tupac. And he sent us a picture. We were like, okay. It's not even
we real, get it.
It's not even the real Tupac. Whatever. and Brancy, you can check out Brancy, thevro.com. She's over there. And I don't know where she's at. She's probably at work. The girls, she works at a place where you're like, stay off your phone or you're fired. So Brancy, thevro.com, check that out. Shout out to the Variety Radio Online, who posts our stuff there as well. Make sure you check them out. And my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast, this show plus The Walking Dead plus other shows. Me and Kristen do the originals. Not the same, but there is dead people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into that, plus, well, no, because where you and I weren't recapping when this Cole was there.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah.
I was.
Yeah, you were doing it. And then you fell off.
Mm-hmm.
See what else? Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. That's my Twitter and Instagram. iwatchmike.com is that. My Facebook, Snapchat, all that's on the blog. So go to the blog, iwatchmike.com. Once again, thank you for all the retweets, the likes, all that good stuff. And I know we won't do this again. I know that we did 3 recap shows in a row. Next Monday, we'll be doing just one. We'll be caught up. Yes.
Yes.
And practice on your Spanish, because we're going to do the whole thing in Spanish.
What?
I'm joking. I think that's it. Are we done?
Yes.
Coolio. All right. Say goodbye, and I will talk to you soon, Kristen, and everybody else. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home. Take care of yourself.